Hector Solis is with Citizens for a New Panama City Beach. His group attended a council meeting in late March reviewing the latest crackdown efforts on spring break. He says it was clear just how bad things have gotten, even with other rules in place.
And at that meeting, we heard a lot about how great things were, how the ordinances were working, and everybody had this great feeling. I was there saying, no, it's not that great. We're having a lot of problems, a lot of arrests, a lot of rapes. That was Thursday. On Saturday, there was an emergency meeting because seven people had been shot. Later on, we had rapes. Then we had other things that have made national news.
Andy says he's not sure local law enforcement are properly staffed to deal with this ongoing problem. So far, the proposed rules would still need a second vote, include designating March as the month of spring break. That means banning alcohol on the beach during that time and banning the sale and consumption of alcohol after 2 a.m.
We have a police force of 57 officers. We have crowds on the week of about 80,000. Even when you bring in Bay County and other affiliates to help out, and you have a police force during a shift of maybe 80 to 90 officers, you cannot control 80 to 100,000 drinking, rowdy kids. You just can't do it. We don't have any way to enforce anything, whether it's personal consumption or whether it's coolers on the beach.
Solis also cited comments by former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
America's most respected mayor in the United States, he was asked, how do you straighten out Panama City Beach? He said specifically he would ban the alcohol on the beach, and then he would have 300 to 400 police on the beach to enforce that, and he would have it done within 2 to 3 weeks. Guess what? We don't have 300 to 400 police. We can ban the alcohol. This is Rudy Giuliani, who's gotten a major city under control. He thinks he needs 300 to 400 officers to get the beach under control with no alcohol on the beach. So think about that. How are we going to make it work when we have a police force of 57? Okay, it's not going to work.
But Arthur Cullen disagrees. He represents Citizens United for Panama City Beach or the hospitality industry. He's worried they'll lose business with the new rules. He urged caution as council members move forward. Cullen suggests the hospitality industry work with law enforcement to help in enforcement, like cracking down on binge drinking.
Our plan would call for no coolers on the entire beach in the month of March. This is the spring break time. This takes away from the kid who brings the 160-quart cooler and he puts 300 beers in it. He now becomes what we would know of as like a floating party. This does away with that. It's easy for law enforcement to spot. They can see when there are coolers on the beach. They can easily address this situation and deal with it.
He also suggests law enforcement increase the number of ATVs patrolling what he calls, quote, hot zones for bad spring breakers on the beach. But Cullen admits that idea was met with some concern by Panama City Beach Police Chief Drew Whitman.
I've spoken with the chief about this. The question is, well, Arthur, what if we don't have enough officers during this time period to put there at those time periods? We know that there's a large group of young people that come in usually on Sundays, Saturdays and Sundays, and Mondays is usually their first large day on the beach. If these patrols were upped during Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, basically that message would get out, the enforcement would be held strong, the hotels would inform the children, the young people about this, and they would understand what not to bring to the beach.
Meanwhile, a spokesman for Bay County Sheriff Frank McKeithen says the sheriff believes the proposed rules are, quote, good for now. She adds the sheriff cannot make a determination about whether they're enforceable until the final rules are passed and put in place. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.